Radio Prague News.
4 people have been charged with misappropriation of Ministry of Defence property. The mayor of Prague says the designer of the city's Blanka tunnel must be a moron. And a UK director is set to portray the assassination of Reinhard Heydrich in the film Anthropoid. Officers from the police's organised crime unit have charged 4 people over the illegal misappropriation of Ministry of Defence property. In connection with the charges, the unit carried out raids at the ministry and at premises belonging to the company Excalibur Army. The Supreme State Attorney, Lenka Bradáčová, said the 4 were suspected of breach of trust and abuse of office. One of those arrested was an army officer. 2 were from the ministry's now-defunct Department for the Disposal of Redundant Assets, and 1 was a former manager at the company VUP-CZ. The Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka has written to the President of the European Commission informing him that the Czech Republic has fulfilled a Commission demand regarding the introduction of civil service legislation, the Czech news agency reported. Prague is now waiting for confirmation from Jean-Claude Juncker that the Czech Republic has fulfilled a condition for drawing on European Union funds. Mr. Sobotka wrote that he expected the Czech Republic to be able to apply for funding from the EU's operational programmes in the coming weeks and other programmes soon afterwards. The mayor of Prague says the designer of the city's Blanka tunnel must be a moron. Adriana Krnáčová made the comment after news emerged that the tunnel would not be open until next year at the soonest, as hundreds of kilometres of water-damaged cables have to be replaced. The mayor told TV Nova that moisture could be expected in a tunnel and the designers must be stupid. However, a representative of the company that planned the project, Satra, told Tuesday's Mladá fronta dnes that the design had fulfilled all technical and safety requirements. Originally meant to open in 2011, Blanka, which has cost Prague 37 billion crowns, was most recently scheduled to go into operation in April. A regular test of the siren systems in Czech cities and towns will not take place on Wednesday due to plans to use the sirens the following day to signal a moment's silence for the victims of a shooting in Uherský Brod last week. The sirens usually go off at noon on the first Wednesday of every month. British director Sean Ellis is set to portray the 1942 assassination of the Nazi governor of Bohemia and Moravia, Reinhard Heydrich, in Anthropoid, a movie named after the daring operation carried out by Czech and Slovak paratroopers dropped near Prague. The lead roles will be taken by actors Jamie Dornan and Cillian Murphy. Heydrich died days after the attack, sparking Nazi reprisals that included the destruction of 2 villages and the killing of thousands of civilians. The One World International Festival of Human Rights Documentaries got underway in Prague on Monday evening. The annual event opened with Warriors from the North, which explores how a radical Islamic group recruits volunteers in Denmark. The 17th One World will bring over 110 films from 5 dozen countries to audiences in Prague, before moving on in reduced form to 33 other Czech cities and towns. This winter has been one of the warmest recorded in the Czech Republic, according to the Czech Hydrometeorological Institute. The average temperature from the start of December to the end of February was 0.7 degrees Celsius, 1.9 degrees higher than the average for the period 1971 to 2000. However, last climatological winter was even milder, with an average of 1.2 degrees Celsius. My name is Ian Willoughby, and that's the end of the news.